This is the SML Podcast.
Well, we have ideas for stupid episodes all the time, but yeah. It just doesn't.
Why don't you guys do an episode where you try to have a heart attack, where you eat a lot of butts. Which is a Pennsylvania tradition, I guess. It's now in Pennsylvania.
I can still do, even though I'm vegan, I can still make heart attack stuff.
Like there's vegan hot stuff. You can get those basic potato chips. There's no whey, no dairy.
Well, I'll say this: the first thing that I made when I was vegan was a chicken wing pizza. So
yeah, with like Morningstar Farms chicken wings,
kind of
tofu-ken,
that kind of stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry. I was chipping.
Chipping.
Salsa and chipping.
I really feel strange.
Why? Oh, I feel strange.
You're going to have a heart attack.
We're going to have... I really feel bad. Like, I really sincerely feel bad.
You may be the first guest to black out during an interview.
Oh, my God. That'd be so good.
Should get some water.
Let's go get some water. Go get some water. That's a good idea.
Don't die.
We should be. This is the shit we should be recording.
What you? Mean,
I don't know why
you mean
you
that green bar right there.
Stuff. You really should be.
How do you I never what? Notice when you hit record anymore?
Because the whole point is for me to try and do it at a timing that you're not familiar
right.
with. So
you're
it's
like
more
right. fucking ninja mode now.
Hell yeah, man!
To get the real, the genuine stuff.
The genuine banter.
Genuine banter.
I'm genuine.
Instead of the manufactured banter that we would be like, okay, yeah. Now hit record. Oh, that's such a funny story.
Exactly. Well, we'll say
Show
this
me
before.
Your forced
we...
laugh.
Yeah. Well, ha. That was wonderful.
I was actually having a heart attack there.
Sweet. Mission accomplished.
Mm-hmm. While he's getting water, I do want to share with you guys a funny thing that I found like a couple days ago. It's been pretty popular lately. It's gaining some attention. But the most recent lip sync off.
On Tonight Show?
Yeah.
That was pretty good.
Emma Stone.
Yes.
Fucking Blues Traveler.
Fuck.
I lost my fucking mind.
Like, was it Hook?
Yes, it was Hook.
Okay, good. That's the one. That's the one you would do if you were doing a Blues Traveler lip sync.
Exactly. And dude, she fucking nailed it.
Like, she said she wasn't even lip syncing.
It was fucking hysterical, dude. Oh my God. Well, because like a buddy of mine, like the guitar player of one of the bands that I'm in, like, he's been trying to learn all the words to that song for a really long time now. Like, he's pretty much close to it. Like, he's pretty much got it down. But it's one of those songs that he just, like, he loves to make fun of. And as soon as I saw this, I sent it to him. I'm like, yo, watch this video. Didn't tell him why. I'm just like, yo, watch this video. And then, like, 5 minutes later, I get a message from him. He's like, that motherfucker. It's like, she had it perfect. Like,
yeah, she does. I love the lip sync battles that they have on that show, too.
That was by far the best one.
Yeah.
By far the best one. So, yeah. Nobody can top that.
I don't know. Have you seen the one with Stephen Merchant?
Yes.
Oh, my God. He got so into it.
No. Like, her version... Like, her version of Hook. Like... Nothing's gonna top that. Nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Yeah.
It cannot be done.
I'm convinced. I can check it out.
Like I can. The only thing that I could possibly think of is like. And that's the thing too. She did fucking All I Do Is Win, and she did like a ludicrous rap.
Yeah,
section,
that was really funny,
which
too.
Was good as well. So I mean, like, I think the only thing that I would really want to see someone do for a lip sync off is like break your neck. From Busta Rhymes.
Get a rival on there.
Woo-ha!
Yep. Like I mean, like, I know it.
Yeah, no.
So,
do it.
I could probably do it, but I'm too white.
I only know the woo-ha part.
That's a different song.
Yeah.
Oh, that's embarrassing.
Same artist. I'll give you that one.
You're so racist.
That is really racist. All Busta Rhymes songs sound the same.
Y'all. Woo-ha!
I got the head known shit to make you break your neck. Woo-ha! I got you all in check. And you know we come through the wreck, the discotheque.
Woo-ha!
I got you all in check. Throw your hands up in the air, don't ever disrespect.
Woo-ha!
You all in check. Busta Rhymes up in the place. Julian Mia. Yes, I get record that's word in my Zeta. I'm guaranteed to give you what you need.
So, what's up, everyone? This is Joe.
I'm chewing again.
And this was the longest pre-intro banter
we've had so much longer ones.
But, how much of that was recorded?
But never that has been on the show.
5 minutes.
Because I'm keeping all of that.
Five and a half, probably.
I'm keeping all of that.
Okay.
So now that we're, you know, almost 6 minutes into the podcast.
We have two special guests today.
Is he back yet? Did he get his water?
Yeah,
I am back.
Okay, you're not dead. That's good.
Introduce yourselves.
I'm Shale Riley, and what should I say? What I've done?
No, that's good. We're good. Who's the other guy? Good.
I'm Chris Matola.
He's Chris Matola.
Chris Matola.
Did he almost get his own name wrong?
I'm Chris Mitsurugi.
I gagged
Motorola.
Some water.
He hasn't done a lot of podcasts. Chris, is this your first podcast? Have you ever been on a podcast before? You've done a podcast?
I think I sort of went on with yours, but
it's okay. We haven't done many either.
No. If you're looking for professionalism, you've come to the wrong place.
Yeah, we are not professionals.
No, you will fit right in.
Yeah,
it's good. You're fine. All right. So why did we call you? Why are we talking to you?
Oh, we just got a game on Steam Greenlight called Strings Theory, and it's a music puzzle game based on ear training, which is the practice of picking out intervals, chords, and notes by ear. So it's a game where the player is presented with a set of strings, and they each play a tone. And there's background music playing, and you have to find the chord outlined by the background music and cut all the strings that play an inharmonic note, leaving only the chord. So that's the game. I haven't seen anything even remotely like it, so I think it's kind of, you know, innovative, and I'm happy to have it on Greenlight. And, you know, me and Chris did it together. Chris is the lead programmer, I was the lead designer, and I did all the audio. I did the graphics, too. It's currently being overhauled, though. Our friend Doug Arley, who's a UI designer, is going to redraw all the sprites and stuff because I don't draw good sprites. but yeah, it's on Steam Greenlight right now. Strings apostrophe S theory. It's like possessive strings.
It is the strings theory. Like
the strings theory, yes. Like a strings theory.
The theory that belongs to the string.
Correct.
Exactly. The theory belongs to string.
Right. String.
Theory.
It's strings. Exactly. Whose theory? It's strings.
It's strings.
Strings theory.
I'm really excited to try it. I know unfortunately, I did not do it in time, but I got your message to try and get the alpha
on the Android
beta
version. Yeah.
Yeah, because I have an Android phone.
Cool.
And I'm very interested in checking this out because I will tell you from a musician standpoint and even just someone, you know, speaking on behalf of people that don't have the knowledge of theory but would like to learn some.
Yeah.
It seems like it's a good concept for people to try and pick that stuff up because I've always had conversations with people where they're like, oh, well, I want to learn theory, but it just seems a little too complicated and I don't know how to go about it and blah, 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 blah. And I understand that. So, I mean, like, I think this is a cool way that it might be able to get it across to some of those people. Because I know a little bit of theory. I'm not, like, you know, I don't know everything that there is to know about theory. But I have, like, some basic concepts. And I think even, you know, for someone like myself that understands it a little bit, I think it'll still be just as entertaining. So.
Yeah, and for someone like me who knows jack shit about theory, I was watching the video on Greenlight, and I'm reading the explanation of how it works, and they would show a demo of one of the stages with the music playing in the background and play the three strings that were there, I'd be like, the second one. And then they would cut the second. And I'd be like, oh, my God, I did it. Yeah.
See? That's kind of the thesis of the game. I'm like, you know, people are intimidated by theory, like you were saying. But really, a lot of theory is just giving words to your intuition. It's just giving you the language to express what you already know. And I really wanted to convey that with this game. And I think the people that get that when they see this video are excited about it. And that you know, that makes me feel really good. I'm happy that people are understanding what we're trying to convey. So yeah, I mean, like Joe, you could probably jump in and succeed at the game. You could probably do it pretty well without.
Yeah, as long as it's on a platform that I actually have, because fuck Android, so hard
computer.
Yeah, you have very strong feelings about platforms, Joe.
He has very strong feelings against computer as well.
Well, no, you do. Like I'll play stuff on computer. Depending on the game. Like, Strings Theory, it looks like something I would pick up on Steam and try it. But, like, I don't have anything against playing on PC. I just don't prefer to.
Yeah.
Like, I picked up Goat Simulator because it's on PC, and I had a blast with it. I picked up Guild Wars 2 because it was only on PC, and I had a blast with it. But I don't really want to go out of my way to play on a PC because I would rather sit on my couch and play on a console.
Mm-hmm. I understand.
That's fair.
What?
You think you might get a Steam
box? I understand.
You think you might get like a Steam box when they come out, though, so you can have that couch experience with all the PC games?
I would like to see him do that, but we'll see. We'll see. I think that's honestly, like, we had a conversation about this before. I think that's going to be the thing that might get him to attempt it.
Yeah, I mean, my PC now, it can stream to the TV. I have an HDMI cord running to it. The biggest issue there is that I have it split between my TV and the PlayStation 3D monitor. And for some reason, the PlayStation monitor doesn't like the splitter. It won't accept the signal coming from the computer. Like, it's when I'll reboot it, it'll show the Windows logo. And then when it gets to the desktop, it's like, not supported, fuck you. So if I want to switch something to the TV, I have to go and unplug the, or plug in the TV, and then the 3D display just doesn't show anything.
Yeah. So
it's a pain in the ass.
I understand. Logistics change the way I game, too. Because like when I was mostly gaming on Xbox, I would be reluctant to change the disc because I was just that lazy, you know. So I would just like play a lot of download games or whatever was already in there.
Yeah, I was the same way. That's why I ended up. Well,
that's why I love PC gaming
because it's all like, oh, you got it. Oh, this is the video. Okay.
Yeah, right, you might want to turn the volume up on the phone.
All right, hold on. I'm finding.
What's going on?
He hasn't seen the video for Strings Theory yet, so I pulled it up on my phone. I figure he could check it out. Well. Yeah, that's an easy one to tell. Yeah. You could hold it like closer to the mic so people can hear.
Well, yeah, but you got to see what's like going on. So.
Yeah, but this way, instead of just awkward silence, they'll know that you're watching something.
Well, you guys could talk while I'm watching it.
Okay, Shale, talk.
Mm-hmm.
How are you doing?
I'm good.
How's things going for you?
I'm just listening to the video.
Fine, then I'll put it up there.
See, now start explaining things, Shale.
Yeah, it's kind of hard when you're not watching the video, though.
Yeah. Yeah, it's,
That's static in the music. Yep, there we go.
All right, so we're hearing the background music. We're listening to different instruments. There are over 24 instruments you can choose from in the game. You unlock them as you play. Right now we have the C64 background loop and the C64 instrument together. So we have like a chiptune soundscape going on. We're trying to find the off note. Yeah.
Yeah, I thought the video looked pretty cool. So if this gets greenlit and shows up on Steam, I'll definitely pick it up.
Awesome.
Or if it comes to Windows Phone.
You know, you're not the first person to ask for a Windows Phone port. We could do it. We could.
See, Windows Phone is picking up steam.
Port it, yeah. We get enough interest.
I'll pick it up. I like my Windows Phone.
So we've got a different background loop going on now. This is the titular background loop, string theory, because it's all, you know, orchestral strings.
Yeah. How many background loops are there in the game?
Just like instruments, like over I think it's over 25, I think. I don't...
40, 15.
No, they're more than 15. 15? 20, 20. They're more than 15 background loops.
Wait, we got...
You should find some way to work the cum shot.
There are 40 stages, so there are 20 background loops. That's it. 20 background loops. And there are... That was it.
Yeah, you should find a way to work the cum shot into one of the themes.
Before Strings Theory, me and Chris were working on a game called Carbarian, which is like a barbarian that fights cars. And whenever he got a one-up, they would play the cum shot. That was the one-up sound.
That's awesome. What platforms is Carbarian on?
Well, we never finished it, but it was going to be PC only.
It's an interesting concept. I think it's going to be really cool.
I am so interested in Carbarian. Barbarian.
I'll tell you what, Joe. I'll send you the last working build, and you can play it.
Shit.
Like, it's got, like, three working levels.
Oh, God.
You got a lot of assets.
You got a lot of assets for Carbarian, yeah. A lot of sprites. Good sprites. This guy, Matt Yankovic, did the sprites for it. Somebody from OC
Weird
Remix.
Matt Yankovic.
Yeah, Weird Matt Yankovic.
We
aborted work on Carbarian. We might want to start it again from scratch sometime, but
I think you should revisit that premise.
Yeah.
Because a barbarian fighting cars just sounds magical.
It's a barbarian.
Give me the backstory. Why is he fighting the cars?
Okay, he lives in this little upstate New York town called Granby Corners, which is like built between a bunch of intersections, and there's the tragic urban planning accident one day, and there's like an intro cut scene where, you know, the mayor of the town opens up a new intersection and cuts a ribbon, and suddenly there's just this ocean of cars that drives over the entire town and destroys every single, like, you know, man, woman, and child and building in the town, except for Carbarian. They'll just happen to drive around him and his shack, and he's like, "No cars!" And he swears revenge on the cars, and he just, he was quarrying rocks in the intro. And I forgot to tell you, before the highway part, the intro starts with him quarrying rocks, and he says, "At this rate, I'll have enough rocks to last through the winter." And and so he goes from quarrying rocks to running out onto the highway and immediately fighting cars, just killing the cars.
I would back this Kickstarter.
Would you? We could do a Kickstarter. We'll do a Kickstarter.
Oh, my God.
People either love it or give us weird looks.
Yeah. I really want to see this game happen now.
I did a little song about it, and I was going to put in the... I was going to put in, like, the end credits. I mean, did a demo. You want to hear that? You're going to play three of my songs, right? You want to play that instead of one of the other ones?
Okay, we'll play four. I don't give a shit. All right,
cool.
Yeah, we'll do four.
I'll send you the link to it.
I was honestly going to play Music of My Groin as a fourth song anyway, so we'll do five.
Sounds good.
Fuck it. We'll just do your entire discography.
That would take a long time. Shale has a lot of songs.
I've been at this for a while.
We'll play the whole Grape lineup.
Don't.
Wait, hold on. Is this the guy? Hold on. Now I'm starting to put names to songs because I'm just kind of getting into the whole like remixing community.
Uh-huh.
Is he the one that did the Sonic one?
Which Sonic one?
The gangbang or whatever.
Oh my God!
The Rapist Hedgehog.
No.
Don't say that.
No, the it was like for DOD, like.
Oh no, that was Tony Dickinson.
Oh okay.
Oh yeah, that wasn't me at all.
Okay.
See, I've never done anything like that. Moving on.
Okay.
Next topic.
Ignoring Sonic. I'll let you hear that one after the show.
Okay. All right. I'm ready.
Yeah, we won't play that one on the show.
Why not?
Yeah.
No.
No.
Nope.
Okay.
Just the quality of the song alone isn't worth playing on the show.
It's not. You don't want to hear it.
You could always just Google for that one. With OL remix, and I'm sure you'll find it.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
You don't need to find it, but you could.
I might want to.
Shale, do you want to defend your work?
I have nothing to say about it.
Okay, that's fine. I have work like that, I understand.
So we have heard a lot from you. Mr. Chris, would you like to talk about the game a bit?
Sure.
Or Sonic.
I apologize for my podcast skills. You're fine.
It's okay. You're good.
You're fired.
So Chill came to me with the idea. He had a little demo made.
Yeah, I made a demo.
So I tried it out, and I was able to identify a few chords here and there. And which for me, I have no musical background at all, so that was really helpful to feel like I had some hope to learn musical theory at all. So I was like, yeah, let's make it. And I helped them make it a procedural, so there's procedural levels. It's different every time. I'm kind of like a bellwether to see if something is too complex for the average person to get. So if something is like really music nerdy and I'm like, I'm just not getting it, you know, we know that it might be a little bit too much. I wrote a lot of code.
Have you worked on any other stuff in the past that like maybe people would recognize? Maybe? Or it's something that you want to just like, or Carbarian, yeah.
I programmed Carbarian as well. Mostly at this point, just like really small projects.
We got a game called Russian Roulette Party Buzzkill on the Android store.
Oh, yeah.
On the Google Play Store.
Hold on.
Triple A.
Russian Roulette Party Buzzkill.
Someone's pulling out their phone right
hold
now.
Hold on.
It's Play high store. Quality.
Okay, let's see here. Russian Roulette. What was it? Russian Roulette what?
Russian Roulette Party Buzzkill.
Party Buzzkill.
Yeah.
Russian
Keep that
Roulette.
One go.
I have Russian Roulette Buzzkill. I don't have party. It doesn't say party.
You know what? Maybe it's just Buzzkill.
Buzzkill, yeah.
I think we couldn't fit party in there.
Is it the Sauce Network?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
Downloading it right now.
Oh, good. You guys should play on the air.
There's premium content.
I'm
ready.
For a dollar.
For a dollar? Really?
Worth every penny.
That's worth. You can also play the free version, though. Play the free version on the air.
Yeah. All right, so hold on. Yeah. So there's 8 5-star reviews.
Yeah.
There's 2 4-star reviews.
Mm-hmm.
There's 1 2-star review and 6 1-stars. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Right.
Sounds about right. Okay, there it is.
See here.
So it has a mixed critical reception.
Yeah.
Probably depends on your expectations, what you're going in there with.
Yeah.
I'm hopping off the mic to look over his shoulder.
So. All right, hold on. I have to spin the cylinder. Barrel a good spin.
Just give it a little tap. The weapon to the side of your head. With the weapon pressed against your temple, pull the trigger.
Oh.
If you're not playing alone, pass the weapon to your comrade. Follow my instructions repeatedly until only one of you survives.
Well, here, you just spin it. Oh, you spun it for me, you fucking.
Fuck it, I'll do it again.
I got it. Go ahead. Jesus Christ.
I'm alive!
Oh my God! What the? This is
you guys
the
don't have to keep spinning it. You can just keep pressing it, and eventually you'll get to the one in the chamber that has the bullet in it.
Yeah, but it keeps saying spin the. We're doing what it says. It says spin the cylinder.
Okay. You can give it a little tap.
You can just tap it. You don't have to spin it. Yeah. Wow.
Oh, there's my. Oh, you're dead.
So there's our first project.
All right, so hold on. So there's a There's a menu. What's on the menu? Let's see here. Choose a weapon. Let's see here.
God, that got a pistol. Fucking hurt.
There's a knife. How do you play Russian roulette with a knife? Let's find out.
You gotta
swipe to spin the blade. Who's it pointed to? They are Deadski. All right. Oh, it's only available in the paid version.
Talking
about
no. there is also a rocket launcher.
Oh my God!
Yeah. Press the weapon. That's all. Press the button.
That's all. That's all. The, that's all in the premium.
If not Deadski. Report until Deadski. Repeat until Deadski.
Is that premium too?
It is.
We'll send you the premium version if you want.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. Actually.
All right. Yeah. Sure.
There's minutes of fun.
Yeah, minutes of.
I just want to keep listening.
Honestly, the knife is honestly my favorite. Like, because the knife you can sit it on a table and just spin it and it'll point to someone.
And they're Deadski.
Check out the credits. I did a sweet chiptune arrangement of that a Russian national anthem. You like that?
Oh my God.
It's good. Very nice.
Thanks.
So
thank
do you. Do you want to show off your voiceover work, Shale?
Sure.
He does voiceover work.
That was him in the game.
Yeah, that was me. Comrade. That was me in the game.
Let's hear you, Shale. Do it for us.
Hold the weapon to your temple. With the weapon pressed against your head, give the barrel a good spin. Then pull the trigger. Something like that, right? I don't know.
Very nice.
Oh my God.
Huh. So yeah, so that's the game.
what other games have you guys worked on?
Yeah, is there anything else that we need to know about?
Bat Hunt?
Oh yeah, Bat Hunt.
Bat Hunt?
Chris didn't work on that one. I did that by myself.
Is that one on Google Play?
That's also on the Sauce Network, yeah.
Nice.
Well, let's find out.
Minutes of fun.
Bat Hunt.
You should port the Russian Roulette Party to like the Xbox Live indie games.
It would be about the right level of quality. Yep.
It sounds like it.
So you have to spin, but you just like hit the analog stick. You hit it down, and then you pull a trigger to shoot.
You put the controller up to your head. Yeah. Give it the
throw your phone at each other.
Yeah, yeah.
If your controller vibrates, you are Deadski.
Dude, you should fucking do that. Charge a buck for it. People will buy it. Put avatars in it.
Turn the speakers off on your computer, you might.
Wait, not that. Go. You're getting like a delay in your voice right here.
Holy shit, what
right,
is that?
Sounds up. I think that's like...
Oh my, what is going on your end over there?
Oh, me?
We're getting some kind of loud hum.
Oh, I was covering the mic with my hand. You should do I was trying to help Chris fix his echo problem. He's having he's getting a delay in his headphones.
Oh well, fuck him.
Fuck!
All right, so what's your review?
I cleared the area. It's not over yet.
Okay, well, you can't play it the whole show.
I'm sure it won't be the whole show. I'm really bad at it.
It's got leaderboards.
What did you do to your voice to make it sound like that?
It's sampled on a real NES. That's all NES, actual, like, NES audio.
Oh my god, that's awesome.
Oh god, I got a 1-up.
Awesome.
I love that they're just lines. Like, it's... Like yeah.
Nice. I can hear you've done well. Stage clear.
There you go. I can have commentary.
Developer's commentary.
Yeah.
And this is the stage where you shoot the bats.
No, it's a roguelike. It's all procedural.
Those are like the greatest buildings I've ever seen.
Thank you.
Ooh, you bastard. Almost got away.
This might be the dumbest show we've ever done.
Another 1-up!
What's up?
There you go. I'm doing good. I'm good at this game.
Yeah, I think this might set the record for dumbest show we've ever done.
Yep! No! I think I got him. I think, I don't know. I might have got him. Boom. What's the high score on this?
Oh, someone's got like 256 bets.
Oh, okay, well, then I'm not gonna.
Yeah, you could stop now.
I could probably do that forever.
I do not hold the high score for that game. I'm like the fifth place or something.
Wow, dude, step your game up, son.
Listen, I recorded the drums to a song for a band that I was in that was put on Rock Band, and I didn't have the high score on drums.
Well, you know, that's like, good. That's testament to the player base and the quality of the game of Rock Band.
You need a better overdrive path.
Apparently.
Yeah.
Did you at least get 100% on it?
No.
Wow, well, then you suck.
No. I used to play... I would play that song every week live in front of people. And then I would go and play it at home on Rock Band and fail. I'd pass everything else.
Wow.
It's fine.
So,
you are dead, Ski.
So we talked Russian Roulette Party, we talked Bat Hunt, and we've talked Strings Theory.
We've talked Carbarian.
Yes, Carbarian.
Yes, Carbarian.
Is there any other games that I need to know about?
Unless you want to talk about London in the Dark.
Oh yeah, sure. Talk about it. We made this card game. We put a ton of work into this cooperative card game called London and the Dark. And we want to do a Kickstarter for it at some point. We haven't yet. But
is this like a real card game or video?
It's a real. It's a physical. Yeah, it's both. We're doing a virtual version now, but we want to release the physical version first if we can get the capital to do a run at cost. But Chris, can you?
It's a cooperative deck builder. It's I don't know. Do you guys play board games much?
I do.
Yep.
So it's a little bit like Arkham Horror in theory, but using like more of a Ascension or Dominion style base mechanic.
I love Ascension.
So you're building decks as concerned citizens of London, Victorian London, and you're trying to defeat villains like Jack the Ripper or Dracula. So the game's completely done. We show it at some cons and whatnot, but there's the huge print cost. To making a tabletop game, so we're just trying to figure out the best way to tackle that.
Yeah, we want to get like Penny Arcade to say they like it or something. Nice. We need some big tastemaker of board games. So if you know anyone who does a board game podcast or blog or something, you know, let us know. We'll send them we'll demo it for them if we can. You know,
I think what you need to do is you need to go to FedEx Kinko's and print off a bunch of your like templates. And then just tape them onto really shitty magic cards and put them into
that's
sleep.
What we did.
That's exactly what we've done.
Nice.
That's how we created the three prototypes of the game that exist.
There you go.
Well, consider this an open offer to come down our way, and we'll play it on the show.
We'll play it with you.
We will.
You guys are in Scranton.
I'm in like Wilkes-Barre esque.
Yeah, it's like
that's right next to it.
When you want to go like next week or something?
You want to go like next
week? But I mean, like soon.
Yeah, like let's do it soon before we forget, because we can do it now. It's a good time for us. You want to do it sometime in the next 2 or 3 weeks?
Yeah, I'm cool with that.
We'll do it.
I'm a card game kind of guy. I've been talking about, and now I can actually start talking about this game again.
Yeah,
because we took a little bit of a hiatus off of it, but Hex has now.
But Tim's not here to talk about the game with.
Hex is now in closed beta. I've been playing the shit out of it. Actually, I opened up a lot of my booster packs that I got with my Kickstarter. I think I still have 35 booster packs left, but I've opened about 140.
Jesus.
Something
Holy
like that.
Shit.
How
many fucking packs do you get?
I get more. That's not all. That's not even all the stuff that I got with my Kickstarter. That's
Good
just
Lord.
What I start with.
Is it a virtual card game or a physical?
It is going to be the world's first MMOTCG.
Massively multiplayer. Yes.
Massively multiplayer online trading card game.
Right. Huh.
Yes.
So are you playing against you?
Well, there's PvE and there's PvP. So the PvP is essentially you're playing the card game against someone else. There's tournaments like Draft and Sealed and all that kind of stuff. What you would expect from games kind of like Magic the Gathering. And then there's this PvE element where it's essentially like if you've ever played like Duels of the Planeswalkers and stuff like that, where you're like you've got challenges and you face like AI opponents and stuff like that. That's essentially what PvE is, but on top of that, there's going to be like dungeons, and you can do raids with other players with your guild. So there's guild stuff and stuff like that. So you've got like a guild bank that you could keep like your excess cards in, so that anybody else from your guild can borrow cards from it at their leisure. The cards themselves actually level up with experience, kind of like how an MMO would. Depending on how utilized they are and how much you use them. There's also items that you can put on the cards that affect the stats of it and gems that you can socket into cards that can affect them as well. There's a lot that's going into it. Some of the stuff is... I mean, there's a lot of the stuff that's not implemented right now because it's just in closed beta.
Yeah.
And it's stuff that's going to be implemented like as the game progresses. But as it stands right now, it is a... very good replacement of Magic the Gathering, which I'm perfectly fine with because I finally got out after a couple months ago or last year or whenever that was.
Have you played Hearthstone?
Hearthstone's a little too casual for me. Okay. Like it's I've played it, it's fun. But the thing that I was obviously like really, really interested in when I played Magic was the complexity of it. And there is some really complex stuff going on with Hex. Like, and because it's a purely digital format, they're not doing physical card runs of anything. They can have cards where it's essentially like, there's cards that make more cards and put it in your deck. Huh. And then there's like, there's other cards where it's like every single time it gets a permanent change to it. Where it's like, if you play it, it permanently gets like a +1/+2 or something like that.
Wow.
And then like if you kill the creature and bring it back somehow, it still has the same stats. Like it's permanent. And then there's other ones, like there's some card that I just read that they added in on the last patch where it's like when it dies, it goes into your opponent's deck, and if they draw it, they lose the game.
Oh wow.
like just like weird shit like that, and I'm just like, see, like that's awesome. Like that's the kind of shit that I like to do. So
how's the balance?
It seems really, really balanced. There's some really ridiculous stuff going on in there, but it's still in beta. So, I mean, cards change, and there's some really interesting stuff going on with it, though. It's definitely something worth checking out if you enjoy trading card games. It's a lot of fun. So, yeah. So, that's in closed beta now. So, and they're giving out a lot of codes for it right now.
That's cool.
So, it's actually relatively easy to get into. So...
I would try it, but my veins are still pumping Final Fantasy 14. So
even though your PlayStation's gone again,
and PlayStation 3. It's a shittier version.
I was just gonna say it probably looks like poop.
Oh god, it looks so bad, but it plays.
It's a game. It's a thing.
It's still the same game. It just looks like dog shit.
Well, so since we have guests on, and we do this with pretty much every guest, we'll get to this portion now. What are you guys playing right now?
Payday 2. A lot of Payday 2.
Oh, there you go, Chris.
I have someone to play Payday with. Yay.
You'll have to swap Steam names.
I play
and
Payday
play 2
often with Shale.
Oh, sweet.
There you go, three-man team.
We all play.
So now what we need to do, and this is something that I really want to do as well when it comes to Payday. I want to get a four-man team in the same room.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah, that'd be fun.
Just because then you could, like, you can get, like, a whiteboard, and you can, like, plan your heist beforehand. Like, this is how we're going to do it. I just think it'd be really funny. Be cool.
Oh, my Lord.
But, yeah, Payday. I have to log on and get my gold AK or whatever.
Oh, yeah, that's going to be, I don't know if that's today or what, but I know they announced it upcoming.
Going to gold, a gold AK.
Yeah, because there were 500,000 users in the Steam group.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. I'm playing Goat Simulator, too, like Joe was saying.
I want to try that game so bad.
Oh, my God, it's so stupid.
It's okay. You know, it's a nice, mindless, dumb, fun game.
If ever there was, like, a game that was legitimately retarded, like taking special ed classes, it's Goat Simulator. It is retarded.
I want it
really
bad.
I like that everything's a goat. You know, they have, like, the tall goat, which is a giraffe, and the feather goat, which is an ostrich, and so, it's funny.
It's so
dumb. I like it.
I love it.
I like that it's the sandbox. You know, I played a lot of Gary's Mod for a long time, so I definitely like sandbox experimental games.
See, now I got Gary's Mod in a Humble Bundle, and I still have not launched it.
Give it a try. It's an incredible. I'm hesitant to even call it a game, but it's a great great software toy. There's such an enormous library of user created content that it's almost like downloading a platform on which other people have made games. You know, because there are people have made it. Actually, it literally is a platform on which other people have made games. You know, people have made like racing games. People have made puzzle games. You know, people have made competitive shooters, cooperative shooters, RPGs. And most of all, people have just made shit you can fuck around with, like, you know, sandboxes, sandbox physics toys, and
nice.
And all these levels, all these props, and all these ragdolls, and it's a ton of fun. It's just a ton of fun. There's never an end to the user created content in Gary's Mod. For a long time, what I was doing was going to this theater called this server called GMod Theater, which was a virtual movie theater. And it was very well populated. You know, there'd be a dozen or two dozen people on at any time, sometimes more. And people would be going into these different theaters, and they'd each play different YouTube streams. And you could vote. You could vote on which That's video awesome. Would come up next. And there'd be like group voice chat. There was like local voice chats. So you can talk to people who are close to you. You could throw popcorn at the screen. You know, there was a game element where if people upvoted the videos that you chose, then you'd get like currency that you could spend at the vending machine to get new avatars and new like popcorn items. That's it was funny. Really cool. And I ended up watching like I ended up discovering a couple of shows there. Like I watched a good portion of this anime called High School of the Dead, which was pretty decent. Just through GMod Theater, just sitting there one afternoon and evening and watching it. And it's fun. It's fun. It's really cool to see what people come up with given a tool set, you know.
It sounds really interesting. I've heard so many good things about Gary's Mod that when I saw it on the one Humble Bundle, I'm like, oh, thank fucking God. Like, everybody constantly tells me like how bad I need this, and I still have I haven't even launched it.
Give it a try.
I mean, I've watched like I'm subscribed to Node, which is the guys that do like LAN Party, like Freddie Wong, like his friends essentially like run that one. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the times, like on their videos, they just find a bunch of random games and then just play them, and it's essentially just like them sitting down and fucking around and playing these games. There's been a couple ones that they've done in Gary's Mod that I thought were really interesting. One of them was like a hidden object thing. It's like it's hide and seek essentially. So one side disguises themselves as props and hide themselves within like within the map, and then the other side is the team that goes out and tries to find like which items are actually people instead of items that are supposed to be like just randomly populated in the game.
Oh God.
Yeah.
Then there was another one that was it was Clue. Like they were playing Clue, like legitimate Clue. like one person was the murderer and was and had a gun, and another person or no, one person had the gun and wasn't the murderer. Another person was the guy that had the knife, but he was the murderer, and everybody else had to just figure out who was the guy that had the knife. So you end up running around, and the whole map is like the actual like the, what they used in the movie. So it's like it's got like So it's the whole Clue Mansion has all of the rooms. There's a ton of like hidden passageways and stuff like that. But essentially, like you run around, and whoever has the knife, like essentially, has to try and kill everybody in the mansion before they figure out like who it is.
That's pretty awesome.
Like it was really really cool. But that was all completely done in Gmod. Like. So, yeah, I am going to have to, like, start fucking around with that more. Because, like, and I hate to say this. I mean, it's not... I haven't really been playing too much Diablo, mainly just because the servers have been shit. But if the servers weren't shit, I'd probably just be playing more Diablo.
Oh, God. So, I got Diablo. I played it for a month.
You should play that with me, actually.
No, it's a bad game.
No, it's good
it's
now.
It's really hard to...
It's
really
no, it's not. It's really good now. It's not good now. It's better, but
did
it's
you,
still bad.
Did you... Do you have the expansion?
No.
Well, you need the expansion.
No.
Yeah.
you fool me once.
I have a level 70 of everything on softcore and 2 on hardcore. I've put my time in.
God, my God.
So you're not biased or anything.
I'm going to stick with Payday.
Yeah, Payday is a lot of fun. The problem is I just don't have anybody to play with.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
Yeah. So what about you, Chris? What have you been playing?
Payday as well. I've also been playing Hearthstone and The Wolf Among Us.
I heard The Wolf Among Us was
how
really
is
good.
That?
It's a lot like The Walking Dead, but you know, different storyline, same basic engine. But if you like what they did with The Walking Dead, you'd probably like The Wolf Among Us.
Nice. One of these days, I'll fucking finish The Walking Dead.
I still haven't played them. I attempted to give the TV show a shot and I couldn't do it.
Well, the game had like the Telltale game has nothing to do with the TV show. Nothing at all.
Well, I'd probably have to start from the first one though, right?
Episode, yeah.
Yeah. Well,
yeah, episode 1 through 5 and then 400 days and then season 2 just started.
Yeah, they're really good. Very good games. Kind of the feel bad game of the year.
what like freaking Last of Us?
Oh God!
I don't know. I didn't play Last of Us, but Walking Dead was definitely a feel bad game.
Yeah, it is. And
Last of Us was definitely a feel bad game, like really bad.
I think Walking Dead might be worse. Might be feel worse.
Walking Dead
feel
worse.
It's a feel bad and then feel worst game of the year.
Feel worst game.
I loved what I saw of it. I didn't actually play it myself. Not this past Magfest, but the one before it. Pappy stayed at my place before Magfest, and he loved it. So I'm like, hey, I have the whole thing. Why don't you just play it, and I'll watch you? And we got through, I think, 2.5 episodes. And because I'm not very good with adventure games.
Yeah.
It was like how I was with first-person shooters, where I would like watching, but I'm terrible at playing.
Yeah.
It's like I want to watch someone play Silent Hill, the Silent Hill game.
Oh, yeah.
I can't fucking play it myself. No fucking way.
It's the same thing with Resident Evil for me.
That's how Last of Us has been with me. Like, I want to watch someone play it, but I don't want to fucking play it.
Play it yourself, yeah.
But Pappy was playing Walking Dead, and we got, I think, 2.5 episodes we made it through, and then Magfest happened, and he went home, and I just never went back to it. It's like, I want Pappy to come
That's
all right,
yeah. it's worth a play there. Maybe you guys can play it together.
Oh no, haven't. I tell you what, we haven't done a buddy playthrough as opposed to just a dummy run because dummy runs like
we haven't done a dummy run in how long either.
I should do a dummy run for Coldstone Creamery.
What's a dummy run?
Dummy run. We did it with Bogue a few times where it would be a game he has never played before, and we make him play it for an hour, and then he gives his thoughts on it.
Only the thing is Bogue is really. Bad at games? Playing games. Like, really bad at playing games.
Like, the first time we did it, he played Tomb Raider, the new one, and I took notes while he was playing. I'm like, 2 minutes in, Bo got crushed by a rock. He got crushed by a rock again. He got crushed by the same rock again. It's like five times in a row he died at like the very first point in the game that you can die, he died repeatedly.
Excellent.
I died at the first part that you could possibly die in Dark Souls.
True.
My brother's been playing a lot of Dark Souls.
Yeah. I want Dark Souls 2 so fucking bad. Like, so bad. Yeah. Ugh. So bad.
Well, a lot of people die at the first point possible in Dark Souls.
I played a little Dark Souls.
Yeah, but I died during the character creation.
Yeah, wow. I'm sure other people have. I'm sure someone, like how there's cliffs around you before you even get to that hunt.
Fall off the cliff.
I'm sure... What the hell's the one YouTube site, the one YouTube page, they time how quick you can die in a game? So, like, they'll start up the game, and if you could skip a cutscene, they'll skip the cutscenes, whatever else, and they start a timer once you hit start until you die, and they, like, keep a running tally of how...
So it's essentially like a speed run for deaths.
Yes.
That's awesome.
Pretty much.
I could do that. I could totally do that.
It's funny to watch.
That might be the only thing I'm good at.
And on games where they don't have cutscenes that you could skip, like, he'll be like, God damn it, can't skip it. Just text on the screen. They're funny.
I'll have to check
just
that out.
How fast can you die in a game?
I'm cool with that. I would watch that. I'd be that guy.
Some of them are obviously really fast videos.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure you could die pretty quick in Gunstar Heroes.
Probably.
Yep.
Yeah, yep. You could start the game, get into the first level, and then die immediately.
Good times.
You could just jump off the fucking thing, and you're dead. So, Joe, what are you playing?
Final Fantasy 14, obviously. And then last night I picked up Child of Light. For the Xbox One.
Child of Light.
Ubisoft game, kind of like side-scroller platformer adventure with RPG mechanics.
I'm actually really upset that you didn't take that opportunity to say, let me shed some light on what this
game
is.
I'm not a gigantic asshole, so no, I would not.
I'm upset.
It's gorgeous. The game looks gorgeous. It's done with the Rayman engine.
I like that engine. I think it looks really nice.
Yeah, it looks like it's all hand-painted. It's beautiful. I'm still fairly early in the game, but there seems like there's going to be a decent amount of Metroid-style exploration.
Word.
The battles are all turn-based RPG-style battles. It looks like you're going to be able to pick up a bunch of different party members based on the achievements, but I've only gotten one so far. And then your sidekick is like a little glowing orb. In addition to the party members, like the orb can, in battle, you can use it. There's usually glowing plants that you can get them, and they'll give you hit points and magic points back.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can actually put him on an enemy and hold the trigger. And they have an action gauge at the bottom, like whose turn is coming up next.
Uh-huh.
And if you hold the trigger, it slows down the enemy's bar.
Oh.
So it's kind of a cool mechanic.
Neat. Yeah, I mean it looks cool. That's one that engine, I'm really, 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 really happy with that engine. You guys need that engine for Russian roulette party thing.
Or Carbarian.
Carbarian needs to be on that engine.
Carbarian 3D.
Blast processing.
Yes.
It needs to be. It needs to be done. Needs to be done.
I think instead of going back and just rebooting your work on Carbarian, you should just start Carbarian 2.
Yeah.
Carbarian 2 Electric Boogaloo.
Like, the first game just never comes out, never exists.
So you What's just, the plot of Carbarian 2? You gotta have a premise for
Well,
me.
Carbarian 2 is... Okay, so take the whole thing from Carbarian 1...
Okay.
Taken. His house and his, you know, city and all that stuff gets run over and overrun by the cars. So he needs.
Right.
So there's one in particular that like destroys his house. And then he's trying to find that one king of cars, essentially.
The king of cars.
I was going to say take a blood.
I'm envisioning like some old 1970s Chrysler with like a
crown. Yeah, with a crown.
Definitely
yeah.
a muscle car.
Yeah, like a big muscle car.
Exactly. The king of cars.
I was going to go the opposite way and like take a blood dragon twist where the cars become self-aware and they're all cybernetic cyborg cars and it all takes place in the jungle.
There's it's like, way funnier if the cars are not self-aware, though.
Yeah, they're just cars.
They're just parked.
They're just cars. You should call the king of cars the king of the road. That just sounds more, I don't know, it just sounds, rolls off the tongue better.
King of the road. Carbarian has no problem with drivers. Just,
right.
Just cars.
Just the cars you themselves.
Have to, there was a mechanic where like a pedestrian will walk across the street and you have to protect them from the cars. And if they get to the other side of the road, you get a power-up.
No. Oh god! Yeah, that game needs to happen.
So, are there chickens?
yeah. There's chickens, dogs, cats, people. Everything crosses the road, and you have to stop the cars from hitting them.
Frogs.
Right. Yeah. There's even like we were thinking about having some mechanics where a car could like spill a person out if you hit it just right, or something happens to it. And if that happens, you have to protect the person. Yep. You still have to destroy the car.
He doesn't make the connection.
No.
Oh,
it's like a guns don't kill people, bullets kill people kind of thing. It's not the guns. It's not the driver's fault. It's the car's fault.
Carbarian needs to happen.
It really does.
If there's anything that I can contribute towards Carbarian, as far as
$20,000,
I said it. You didn't let me.
I promise you, Carbarian will happen.
You didn't let me finish.
If
I can contribute anything as far as creativity wise, if you need an extra voice actor or if you need some music or whatever, I will be glad to help.
Oh my god, I would voice the fuck out of some cars.
I actually wrote like a whole
I'm a car
chiptune soundtrack. Like I have a whole chiptune rock soundtrack. It's all like 80s. Double Dragon sounding chiptune NES rock for the whole game, and I do want it to come out at some point because I did put a lot. Lord. I think the music is really good for it. But yeah,
I could put a drum track to it. I could put a real.
Okay.
I'll use my Steven Slate for my electronic drum kit and put like actual sounding drums over chiptune's music.
That'd be cool.
Yeah,
I'd be down for it. I think it'd be fun as shit.
I just want Carbarian to happen.
Carbarian needs to be a reality.
Like, because of this episode, like, Carbarian needs to happen.
we'd like to get back to it. You know, we do want to finish this. We want to get Strings Theory greenlit and, you know, released on iPhone and Android and Steam for PC and Mac. And then we want to do London in the Dark. We want to get that kickstarted and release the virtual version of that. Then maybe we'll get to Carbarian.
Then Carbarian.
See,
the funny thing is, like, I'm sure, like, in the back of your mind, you're like, oh, yeah, Carbarian, like, whatever. But honestly, like, even though it's not a very methodical type of, setup for a game, if the game's fun, it doesn't matter if the game doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
we've learned that in the past. Like, send them. So it doesn't matter that he's fighting cars. We don't need to know why he's fighting
and
cars.
I'm just like picturing the traditional barbarian with like long hair and a loincloth,
yeah.
rippling
yep,
muscles.
That's what he looks like.
Giant broadsword.
He's a black guy with like long blonde hair. he looks like the Old Spice guy in a Fabio wig.
I don't know. He looks more like a black Joe
like,
Dirt.
Like a black Joker.
Joe Dirt.
Black Joe Dirt. Okay, yeah. He looks like a black Joe Dirt. Yeah.
I'm terrified like, to know what a black
like
Joe Dirt would look
bare-chested
like.
Bare-chested and he's wearing jeans. Oh, he's in flannel.
See, and if you put this on Kickstarter with a high stretch goal, you could get David Spade to voice it. I'm a barbarian!
Yeah, I'm sure he'd probably do it for like $50 or something.
Do you want me to send you the Carbarian theme for you to play on the show? Like
yeah.
The first level?
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Why don't you actually, could you guys want to like go to music or something? Because Chris is having a lot of problems with like echo in his headphones. I want to try to see if we can fix that.
Well, I mean, we normally do the music at the end.
Yeah, and
at the end?
We
okay.
edit this shit anyways. So.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, hold on a second then. Give us a minute to try to fix our audio.
Actually, well, fuck it. We have a bunch of emails from Zach, so yep. we could always read off some of those emails. Oh, my God.
Are you getting echo? Are you getting echo?
Time.
Well, that's too bad. No.
Well,
hold on. Let me see if I can move the mic. That's what you get, fuckers.
All right. So Zach apparently has caught up.
Yeah,
our current
episode. Have 5 emails from Zach.
Zach's caught up cast.
Yeah. We'll start with the first one, episode 60, WrestleMania.
Oh, geez. Okay, I'm ready for this.
Here is his entire email. Wrestling. Woo. Zachary Lyons.
Thank you, Zach.
And he's having fun with like the afterwards. Like he has Zachary Lyons, cunning linguist, master debater. 1, 2, 3
Are
Main
Street.
Are
you guys still getting echo?
Talk.
Doesn't seem like
I'm not hearing it.
Great.
Cool.
And they still have the environmental notice. And
please don't print this out.
Yeah, I'm not going
it
to
It would
read
be
this.
A waste of paper.
So, yeah, that was his first email, which I think might be the only good one.
That's the only good one?
Not, like, the only really short one.
Oh, okay. I thought you were saying that was the only one that was worth reading. Okay, that's the only good one.
No, they're all novels, you know that.
Oh, yeah, I am prepared.
Okay, episode 61, The Real Life Cooking Mama.
Oh, yes.
Chris, the Greek food hero is most definitely not pronounced gyro. It is gyro or hero. I don't know where you got it in your head that a hero is a sub or a hoagie, but that is factually incorrect. Please refer to Wikipedia for confirmation and gives a link.
H-E-R-O. There are two different foods. A gyro, G-Y-R-O, are two completely different references. Heroes are mostly what is it? Like, don't New Yorkers normally call, like, hoagies and subs heroes? I know that's a thing. I know that's a thing. I'm going to look.
Honestly, I don't care.
Gyros, what I'm referencing in gyros is a pita. It's like a... Filled with lamb meat and lettuce and tomato and... Yeah. A hero... is what I was referencing as another term for a hoagie or sub.
Okay, well, a gyro is not pronounced gyro anyway. It's hero.
Gyro?
Yeah. Gyro or hero.
Okay.
It's not gyro.
Okay. Gyro, if that's how you say gyro, gyro is what I'm talking about there, and a hero would be the term that I'm trying to use for a hoagie.
Why don't you just call it a hoagie?
Because not everybody calls it a hoagie.
Or a sub.
Not everybody calls it a sub.
They call him one of the two.
Or a hero.
You're the only one I've heard call it a hero. So
I know it's a thing. Okay. I guarantee it. I guarantee it.
Once again, I will repeat, I don't give a shit.
Okay.
Continuing with the email. As for obscure foods, I worked at Denny's for 5 years and we once ran a promotion called Baconalia, wherein we featured special dessert, the Maple Bacon Sundae.
Yep.
It was maple syrup, vanilla ice cream, and bacon bits. Most people gave it a sneer and a pass, but it was surprisingly good. The salty bacon goes really well with the sweet of the syrup and ice cream. Also, while living in Toronto, I attended the Toronto Expo, which is an annual event where they seem to always try to outdo themselves with crazy concoctions they present in the food stalls. The year before I moved there, so I was unfortunately unable to sample it, they had, drumroll please... deep fried butter.
What?
Literally just that. They took half sticks of butter and deep fried them and sold them for like $6 a pop. If you want an early grave, I do believe we've found your breakfast, lunch, and dinner. How's that sound, Shale?
Shale.
That sounds alright.
I think we figured out the way that we can have the first heart attack on the podcast.
Yes, deep fried butter.
What the fuck, man? Seriously?
I don't know.
That's ridiculous.
Smash Brothers, yay. Super pumped for these games. On one hand, I was hoping for the Pokemon trainer re- to, to return with three different Pokemon to shake things up. But on the other hand, I think it's pretty cool that they're making all the multi-characters split out. Sure, we lost Squirtle and Ivysaur, but fuck yeah, Charizard. I didn't choose Froakie for my Pokemon Y starter, so I'm pretty indifferent about Green Ninja being in the game, but I'm excited to use Charizard and Lucario's Mega Evolutions. Now, while I appreciate that 4 Glory mode will make a tournament setup super easy, I think it's kind of a cop-out to call it an entirely separate mode. Past Smash games have allowed full customization of which levels are available, which items are active, and the frequency with which those drop. So if you wanted, you could turn off all levels except Final Destination and Next Page. Turn off the items, and boom, there you go. Your own 4 Glory mode in about 15 seconds. I do think it's neat that Final Destination will have different backgrounds and styles to match every other available level. It makes the boring space set stage a bit more fun, but that's just aesthetic, so whatever. The staggered release doesn't necessarily make sense to me right now, but I'm holding out hope that Nintendo will announce a logical reason for the gap in between the versions of the game, aside from just basic polishing of better graphics for the console, like some awesome new game mode. Super bummed they're not doing a follow-up to the side-scrolling subspace emissary from Brawl. That crossover story mode was absolutely genius. I guess we'll see. I'm interested in what will be announced at E3, aside from the inevitable solidified release dates. Now, the 4 Glory mode, that's just for online. That's
I believe not
the offline. So offline, I'm sure you can still customize it however
you want.
Yeah, I would presume. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that just the 4 Fun and 4 Glory was the online stuff.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure those are the online modes.
So if you just want to set it up however you want, do the 4 Fun. If you want to be stupid, hardcore, whatever, tournament, online bullshit, do 4 Glory. But as far as I know, that's just online.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's just the online modes.
Let's see. L-O-O-O-O-O-O-L. During this podcast, Joe talks about how he's about to send in his PS4 because it crapped out for the second time. Yeah, Joe.
If second was only the...
Yeah, Joe, I remember the good old days. The days where your PS4 had only crapped out twice. Seems like only yesterday. Seriously, though, that shit is bonkers and a testament to why I refuse to buy consoles at launch unless they're from Nintendo, whom I have complete faith in.
What's up? Sorry, can you play an NSF file on your podcast? Like a native Nintendo sound format file?
I don't believe so.
Because I don't have an MP3 of the song. I want to send you.
I think my Winamp can play it, and I have a Wave
have a converter
for it. So you could send
it to me,
and I'll try it.
Yeah, give it a try. I mean, I can make an MP3, but it'd take a minute.
Well, that'd be fine. You could make the MP3. Like I said, this doesn't go up until like
tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
all right, I'll send you a link. See if it works.
Yeah. So I'll edit everything and add the music tonight, as long as Chris sends the file tonight.
I will.
And then it'll go up tomorrow. Like, we're not going to play the music actually when we're done talking.
Got it.
Edits.
Yeah, because that requires work.
It's pre-recorded.
Yeah. This ain't no live shit.
Well, I mean, it's kind of live in the fact that we don't edit any of it.
Yeah, for the most part.
Yeah. That's the live part.
So Zach continues, my wife and I have played Borderlands 2 on and off since we bought it a year and a half ago, but we never really got too far. Recently, we've gotten crazy into it and are moving through it quite nicely. It's making me really excited for both the pre-sequel and Telltale's Tales from Borderland. Especially with the pre-sequel, I think it will be crazy fun to play as Claptrap and Wilhelm. From what I understand with Wilhelm, the higher you level him up, the more robotic he becomes. And the idea of that just sounds awesome. As for DLC, I never bothered buying any of it before because I knew it would all go on sale before I got far enough to want to play it. And just a week ago, lo and behold, the next page.
3 pages on this one.
Come on.
Solid.
Borderlands 2 Season Pass went on sale for 50% off. Boom. Bought. As for single-player story-driven games, Chris...
I'm ready. Ready.
As for single-player story-driven games, Chris, have you picked up that free demo of Bravely Default yet?
Fuck you guys!
I downloaded it basically as soon as it was available, but had a hard time getting into it. I didn't get far, just midway through the first dungeon, before I gave up on it for a few months. Just this past weekend, I decided to give it another go and got way more into it, completing nearly the entire demo, mastering like 4 or 5 job classes per character. I'm really digging it now, and the full game is now in my top 3 need-to-buy 3DS games, alongside Fire Emblem Awakening and Phoenix Wright Dual Destinies.
I want Phoenix Wright so bad.
Sadly, I just don't have any available funds for those right now, but still, they will be the next games I get for my handheld Wonder.
I'm with you, buddy.
So, did you get that demo yet?
No, I didn't. I did not get the demo yet.
By the way, Zach, step your game up. I mastered every job class for every character, so suck a dick. I'm so happy that Christy was playing Contrast. I mentioned when the PS4 came out that everyone was losing their shit over Resogun that they should be playing Contrast. I reviewed it for the site, and it's really great. I had a few problems with it, and one of the developers from Compulsion contacted me about the fixes they had coming and they'd already released, and that personal contact helped boost my score on the game because they actually care about fan input and fixing what's right. This Christy lady is winning me over. Contrast, Fatal Frame, Cookies, all of the high fives go to her. Right. So what had I been playing the week this episode aired? I'm glad you asked. Pretty sure that's when I wrapped up Wind Waker HD and began Final Fantasy 13-2 and Limbo. I got stuck on Limbo about 45 minutes to an hour in and have stubbornly avoided it since then, thinking I'll give it another shot this weekend. I got a solid 2 or 3 hours into 13-2 before taking a break, and I grabbed episode 2 of The Wolf Among Us, which we mentioned.
There you go.
Which I beat in a single sitting. The game is high quality, but it's disappointing how short each episode is, especially when compared to older Telltale titles. Still worth the sale. Next page.
Oh my god, he's just going.
Sale price of $250 I got it for. Have I mentioned how much I fucking love sales? I haven't returned to 13-2 yet, but only because, like I said earlier, me and the wife are pretty hardcore into Borderlands 2 right now.
Sales.
So I'm sure I'll get back to Final Fantasy in a couple weeks. That's all there is. There ain't no more. I'll try and make my episode 62 email less lengthy, as I'm sure you're all getting sick of me by now. Later, Zachary Lyons, blah, 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 blah. And he does that for, like, the info and the phone numbers and all that other stuff.
That was good.
And then environmental notice and convention. Convention.
Yeah, yeah. He's just... Well, I mean, he's getting there. Or he is caught up now, right? How many more emails do we have?
3.
3. Jesus, fuck.
Yeah, this next one is called Episode 61 Again. Oh, turns out I sent my email prematurely as you guys ended the show with 2 questions to your listener.
Who is this guy?
He is pretty much the guy, the only guy that sends us emails.
Yeah. And he's one of the writers on Save Continue. So he's pretty much been with us since day one.
Like, it's like me and Chris had a like video game review like website when we were like 1999. 17 in the 90s. We had one guy that's sent us emails.
Like 3 a day.
Like 3 a day, yeah.
Yep. That's our guy.
Well, he would usually email us each week.
Do you remember Syraka? That guy?
Oh god, yeah.
I kind of feel like you have a Syraka on your hands.
I don't think so. He's been a loyal listener since day one, and he's a pretty cool guy.
No, I like
him. And he kind of had to take a break since he moved. And he's just catching up and giving us his thoughts on each episode as he's catching up.
So it's like this past week we had like 3 emails from him.
Yeah, and this week is 5.
Well, let's hear the end of his email now. Let's hear the last.
He read his biography almost.
Yeah. All right. So sorry to interrupt. Go on.
I made the mistake of turning off my phone, and now it's resuming the email. So I'll just reopen it.
There you go.
Episode 61 again, because he.
Oh, yes, the 2 questions.
Yes, he sent his email in prematurely, and we ended the show with 2 questions, which was, number 1, if you made a cookie sandwich with Biscoff, I have no idea if that's spelled properly, is that like cannibalism? And do you want both questions? We'll do the answer.
Let's do the answer.
His answer is, I have absolutely no idea what Biscoff is other than what I picked up from the context of the show. Some sort of vegan baking thing, maybe a spreadable substitute for butter or something.
Okay, here's what Biscoff is for Chris and I keep forgetting his freaking name. I'm so sorry.
Shale.
Okay, yeah. Got
shale.
It. That's what. Yeah. Dun, 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 the shale. All right. So
shale.
Biscoff, so you know, is essentially the consistency of like a peanut butter. So it's like it's a spread. But it is made. It is made from Biscoff cookies. So it is a cookie spread. It essentially tastes like sort of like a sugar shortbread kind of cookie in a spread.
Yeah.
It is amazing.
It is.
I've heard of it. It's incredible. We were talking about like a sandwich cookie that you made, like cookies that were made of the Biscoff stuff, but put Biscoff in the middle of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It'd be insane.
Right.
You should have done that, actually. And what was the second question?
His answer is, I'm going to say no. You're making a sandwich. You're not making one thing eat another thing. Duh.
Yeah.
And then number two was your joke.
What was... if you rape a hooker, is it considered stealing?
He says that depends entirely on whether or not you leave her some dollar bills. Peace.
Well, see, and that's the thing. Like, if you're going to rape someone, you're not going to leave them money. So that's why I would assume, like, the debate has always been a hooker, okay, her service is intercourse. So she's selling that service. If you rape her, you're stealing her service. So that's why I always had the moral dilemma as, is it stealing or is it not?
Chris and Shale, do you have anything to contribute to that discussion?
This is a pretty high level here.
That is an unsavory discussion. I don't know. What exactly is the question?
If you rape a hooker, is it considered stealing?
In addition to rape? Or instead of rape?
It's rape.
Right.
It's rape. It's rape.
But is it also stealing?
No, it's not.
Well, because your services aren't...
Their services aren't going to be recognized by the law, so it's just rape.
What if it's in Nevada?
What if it's what?
But should it also be... why not?
Because it is legal there.
So if you're in Vegas...
So we'll add the pretext. If in Vegas, and you rape a hooker, is that considered stealing?
Maybe.
Maybe.
I don't know.
But what if you then travel to Reno? Does what happened in Vegas stay in Vegas?
We're not going that far.
Is that a legal stipulation?
No. That does not hold under the court of law. Let's get to the next email, because we've got, like, what, two or three more to get through?
Yeah. Episode 62. Kunal is a terrible person who hates his quote-unquote friends.
Is that what you named it?
No, that's his email name.
Oh, okay.
I called it Perksel Nur and Kunal is a dick.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that was the episode of the title episode. Number one, Pixel Noir looks pretty awesome. We'll drop some cash on that biznatch soon. Number two, who's this Tim guy you keep talking about? He sounds like a cock. Is it still funny to act like we don't know who he is?
Maybe.
Yeah, it is. Number three, I had Dragon Quest III on the Game Boy Color, and I love that game. And Joe, I 100% agree that 8 on the PS2 was a phenomenal game all around. I tried playing Dragon Quest IX on the DS and one of the spin-off games, can't remember which one, and they just fell short to me. But man, 3 and 8 are outstanding. Rocket Slime on the DS was my shit. I love that game. So,
I'm ready.
Number four, Chris, the funny thing about Heroes of Rune on the 3DS is that there's this thing called a free demo available.
God damn it.
I'm not sure how familiar you are with the concept, so I'll explain it to you. A demo is a small portion of the overall game that the developers make available to the public for free, so they are able to get a feel for the game without having to purchase the full title and potentially waste money on something they may not actually care for. They are extremely helpful in getting out hands-on time with games that you've heard solid reviews on, but maybe outside your general gaming comfort zone, or new titles in a favorite franchise that perhaps don't look quite as good as predecessors.
I didn't know there was a demo of that one.
Whatever the reason, demos are wonderful teases of the full games.
Fucking damn it.
It should be taken advantage of whenever available. Like, there's this other game. I don't know if you've heard of it. It's got a free demo out that maybe you would like to check out. It's called Bravely Default.
You fucking prick.
Perhaps you could download that when you download the demo for Heroes of Rune.
Is that the new? That's the new running joke now, right? Is the that,
is that
I,
you don't know what demos are?
That I haven't downloaded the demo of Bravely Default, and now there's one for Heroes of Ruin that I'm not aware of, but I am now aware of.
So now you can get both, and then not get both, and then we'll keep making fun of you.
You know what? I'm just gonna start downloading all of the demos on my 3DS.
You'll have shit to play.
I'm not even going to play them. I'm just going to download them. Because you're like, hey, did you get that demo? Yes, Joe, I did get that demo.
Did you play the demo?
No.
It's free to play because it's a demo.
God damn it.
All right. Number 5, Chris, my Android phone is incredibly shitty and can't handle games. So I'm going to suggest a few iOS games that may very well be multi-platform. First, I'll vouch for Joe's suggestion of 7 Little Words. That's fun if you feel like putting words together. Also, anything from Nimblebit. They are most well-known for Tiny Tower and the newer Star Wars take on it, Tiny Death Star. But they've also got things like Disco Zoo. Next page. A pixelated game where you find animals to put in your zoo on a 5x5 grid, and the animals are shaped like Tetraminos, and you can hold a disco for the animals so that they earn you double income for a limited time. And NimbleQuest, which is a fun take on the cell phone classic Snake. You start with one hero, a wizard, barbarian, archer, monk, etc. And viewing from a top-down perspective, move nonstop in whichever direction you swipe in order to aim at and defeat the enemies that pop up. Your character will automatically attack so long as he is facing the enemy, so all you do is control their movement. Every now and then, a new hero will appear. Generally, after defeating a group of enemies, and like Snake, you must walk over top them to add them to your chain. You unlock more heroes with different abilities as you progress to further levels. Each character can learn more passive abilities by leveling up. You can have a chain of up to 15 heroes, all following the path you direct them on, again, just like Snake. So if you overlap or run your main hero into an enemy, you lose. Both games are incredibly simple, more fun than they should be, and easy to play just a bit while on the pooper.
So what was the name of that last one? Because I might actually really want to check that one out.
NimbleQuest.
NimbleQuest, okay.
Number 6, when are you guys going to have another contest? Done, one more and I'm all caught up. Environmental notice, confidentiality notice.
So, I don't know. When are we doing a contest? We were supposed to do a couple different contests now, so.
Yeah, but Zach's going to win them all anyway.
True.
He's the only one who fucking writes to us.
So it's basically Zach getting like, hey, when are you going to send me some stuff?
Yeah, when are you going to send me some shit, guys? The one episode where I read the one game code on the air, he got it. Like,
oh, did he?
Like 5 days after the show was posted.
Oh, well, what the fuck, people? What the fuck, people? Well, hey, you know, that's a thing.
And one final email. Episode 63, wherein I spam the show with lots of words.
So, yeah, so now he's commenting on the one in which he already sent us a bunch of emails as opposed to the one that is being recorded right now in which he sent a bunch of emails.
Yeah. So, number 1, sorry for writing so much. I'll try to keep this one shorter. Number 2, I had no idea about all that extra shit posted after my email signature about being environmentally friendly and all that. Whoops, sorry to break the podcast. Number 3, the Final Fantasy XIV Chocobo theme sounds like a mashup of a standard Chocobo theme and Indiana Jones and is absolutely brilliant. Thinking I might need to grab the Final Fantasy XIV soundtrack, all of those tunes were friggin' awesome. Number 4, look, it's at the end. Wow, what a short email. Good job, Zach. What, you even deleted the extra signature crap from the end? How great. You're such an upstanding and charismatic dude. And the funny thing is, environmental notice, confidentiality notice are still there.
Still there.
I don't think you can delete those, Zach.
No, I don't think you can.
So Zach is caught up. We're all caught up. And Shale, do you have your microphone shit sorted out over there?
Yeah, it's been sorted out for a while.
Oh, sorry that we made you listen.
It was sorted out about 7 emails ago.
Sorted out like halfway through the first email.
So now
I thought this was a regular thing. I thought you always read every email that this one guy sends you. Every show. No,
we just read every email that anybody sends us.
Yeah, like if we get spam mail, sometimes we'll read it.
Yeah.
What if I sent you like fan fiction?
Fuck it.
What kind? Is it as long as it's Carbarian?
No.
Carbarian fan fiction that he's secretly in love with cars. That's why
I'm gonna throw out a phrase that Chris came up with a long time ago. Nipples the size of dinner plates.
Huh? Does that do anything for you guys?
Does it do anything for you guys?
No.
That's funny, but...
Well, you're getting it anyway.
Back to the drawing board.
Sweet. I've told people this before. If you email us, I will read it on the air. I don't give a fuck what it says. Like, people have sent us links, and I'll read it. Last episode, I read each letter individually. What? You want the email address, too?
The email address?
How much work do I have to do for you?
If I send you dick pics, will you describe my memory?
I might.
But yeah, I'm going to send you a dick picture right now.
The
email address is thesmlpodcast@gmail.com.
The SML podcast?
The SML podcast@gmail.com.
And Ashley just texted me on the air, so let me read that. Let me know when you are leaving so I can start dinner.
Okay. There you go.
So, it's not an email.
It's close.
But I got a text.
It is an electronic message.
It is electronic communication.
We'll take it.
It's content.
We'll do it live. We'll do it live. Well, I mean, hey, guys, I enjoyed talking with you guys and figuring out all of the other obscure games that you've got going on. But I'm really excited for
Fun playing Russian Roulette.
That was really funny.
The premium version and play it with a knife.
Yeah, you guys need to send me a premium version of Russian Roulette Party.
You guys can just give us the dollar. I mean, we're kind of need to do laundry. So.
You need to get it and write a review for Safe Continue.
I could try.
Write it up, send it to Kyle, he'll post it. Just fucking review Russian Roulette Party Fun Time.
Game
2.0 HD Remix.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, you know how you love Street Fighter 2 HD Remix so much?
Yeah.
Mr. Shay O'Reilly here was one of the guys behind the soundtrack.
Oh, nice.
How about that? I was the director of the soundtrack, or one of the two directors.
How about you talk about that real quick?
It was a thing. I'd done like a fan remix album back in, I don't know, 2008, I guess, or so. And Capcom had been using it. They were playing it at their events, at their booth. It was a remix album that I directed with a bunch of other arrangers, and it had all the music from Super Street Fighter 2 Turbo in it. And Capcom asked if they could, if I could get those people together again to do the actual soundtrack to HD Remix. So I got in touch with David Lloyd, DJ Pretzel, because I knew he would be very helpful in organizing that project and getting the people back on board, and getting any replacements for people we couldn't get in touch with, or people Capcom didn't want for whatever reason. It was a little bit of a complicated thing to get together at first, but after it got going, it went pretty smoothly, and we delivered the soundtrack to Capcom, and it was cool. I got that credit.
So who didn't Capcom want? Tell us some dirt.
I'm not going to say. I don't.
Share some dirt. They're not going to hear this. I promise you.
I don't remember. There were some tracks Capcom was like, we don't like this one. Can you get like a different person or a different sound for it or something? You know.
I remember Mustin giving
honestly,
you so
I
much
don't,
shit.
I don't remember a lot of them. I don't want to misspeak, so
yeah. I just remember Mustin giving you so much shit, like, why contact me, you know, who's friends with you for how long and is always talking with you, but you'll contact some other guys instead.
Dave had some ideas about Dave was pretty quick to fill in the blanks for the people Capcom didn't want to use from my original crop,
so it's Dave's fault. That son of a bitch.
It's Dave's fault. I'm gonna pass the buck.
Fuck you, Dave.
So much hate. So much hate.
Is there anything else you guys would like to talk about? Something you would like to pimp out or whore out or just bitch out or whatever you want to do?
You've got your soapbox for a little while.
Go to my website, shaleriley.com. SHALRILEY.com. You know what? the website is Barbarian themed right now, so go ahead.
Sweet.
The interface is Barbarian. Go
oh my
right
god,
now.
Yes.
Hold on.
Go on PC though. It doesn't work well on phone right now.
Oh my god.
The phone you'll have to use the old version. If you want the Barbarian version, use Chrome. Yeah, it's got links to both my band camps with the Grammar Club and the Double Ice Backfire, my two pop music bands. And it's got a bunch of covers and instrumentals and solo pieces of music I've done in an archive there. And it's got links to my YouTube and all kinds of stuff, my Twitter, my Facebook. So go check out my website, shaelrilely.com.
Yeah, we have it pulled up now. Oh my god.
Oh, good.
Oh, there's a YouTube car coming
there's
close.
A YouTube car.
Oh, it just exploded.
Can you walk? Can you use the arrow keys to walk on there?
No, it's all mouse controls. There's a secret, too. I'm not going to tell you how to find it, but there is an entire secret album on that site. You have to glitch it out.
You have to... What?
How do you...
There's a secret if you can glitch out my website.
Oh my god.
You know what? That makes me want
to...
I know.
You have to get them to walk into a wall and, like, go inside the wall. Then you'll get to the secret album.
How is that... Like, is there a certain spot on the wall?
You gotta just, like... You gotta hold the mouse in the wall and then, like, tab out or you gotta just click on the wall a lot and get it in just the right spot and he'll ignore the barrier.
Oh, God. Oh, my God! He did it!
Did it?
Holy
there you go.
Shit! Hello, comrade. Oh my, Rita, I can't see.
Welcome to.
What's the page title? What's the page title?
Like the URL.
Yourwebsite.com/COSSACKC.
Not the URL. Page
it just
title.
Says hello, comrade.
Oh, hello, comrade.
Or does it say anything different
welcome,
up top in the
oh,
tab?
Oh, payforbrides.info.
There you go.
Oh my god.
Welcome to Cheryl Riley's secret album. This weekly compilation of songs from the Song of the Friends in OrganizeTheSauce.net. Every written and recorded in the minutes as 90. Most of them is 2009, but is 2010 also.
Liz
click,
Cossack is best
click,
Cossack comrade.
Click to catches the virus.
Oh my god.
Then you install that and you know you get all kinds of great offers in your browser, all these toolbars, really valuable stuff.
Oh my god.
Well, now I know how to do it, so
Shale, you're fucked up. I just wanna put that out there.
That was wonderful. Everybody else is gonna be like, what is this? Because it's gonna be recording.
Yeah.
It's coming through this.
So you just got to go to shaleriley.com to find out what that noise was. All right, so we're going to play some music from you, Shale. Would you like to tell us what songs are going to be playing and a little bit about them?
Yeah, sure. The first is a cover of Interstate Love Song. I've been doing a lot of covers on my SoundCloud in the past 4 months or so, just for funsies. They're going to play No Worry Birdie, which is a song from the most recent Grammar Club album. They're going to play Publishing Rights, which is a song from the most recent Double Ice Backfire album. You can get both those albums at my website, shaelrilely.com, which also has the secret album. And I guess you're going to play maybe City at Night, which is the Barbarian Level 1 music, which
nice.
Has never been shown before. But you go
exclusive.
Ahead.
Exclusive. An SML
exclusive.
Podcast exclusive.
And then I guess you're going to play music with my groin, right?
Fuck
you
yeah,
son
I am.
Of a bitch.
Or do you have a guitar on hand? You could just play it live?
No.
Oh, that would have been so cool to have a live performance
right
on the
now.
Show.
Honestly, I don't remember how to play it. Well, Chris is whispering bullshit, but it's true. I really don't.
Oh, God.
Bullshit.
Oh my god. You know what? We've been talking about doing a Game Boy episode one of these times. We should get you to make a Game Boy themed intro for us. Just like a Game Boy style remix of our intro theme.
Okay.
How cool would that be?
Pretty. I don't actually don't. I've never done the actual Game Boy chiptune. Yeah, only NES.
You could just do NES. It doesn't fucking matter. All right. No one cares enough to notice.
Nobody knows.
Nobody knows the trouble I see. But it was awesome having you guys on. We'll have to get you guys down here.
I need to get your information for freaking Payday.
Yeah.
I want to play some
Payday. Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm shale.riley on Steams.
Well, now you're going to get all of the two
Yeah, that guy who emailed
Zach
you.
Zach and Randall are going to add you.
Yeah.
That's okay. You know why? We need a fourth for our Payday crew.
So I will be that fourth.
Chris and that guy.
That's fine.
Well, no, you're the third.
I'm the third?
Yeah.
Okay. I could be the third.
What about Pickles? That way you could have three Chris's playing at once.
Yeah. We could have three Chris's and Shale.
Shale and three Chris's.
Shale and the Chris's.
Yep.
You could start a band, Shale and the Chris's.
Shale and the Chris's. Yeah.
Yep. Just like how I have Chris and the Train Wrecks.
Yes. There you go. But now you'll be the and part.
I could be part of the and.
Yes. Shale and the Chris's. So, speaking of Chris's, Chris, do you have any final words for our listeners?
Stay in school.
Don't stay in school.
Don't stay in school.
Graduate high school, but maybe get college. Wait until you're like 25.
Don't stay in school. Don't go to college. What you should do is drugs instead.
Second kiss your body. fearless, really fearless. But you know I will not make you fret, make you sweat, get you set. On your mark, then it's best to go. But I got some scars like hush, but I need you to push till you feel like you're about to blow. I'll be your slutty, study buddy with a slide rule in the strap. And if you need me, then I'll be there with the scantron for that ass. I'll make you laugh, make you cry, make you wanna say goodbye. But don't worry about me, at a quarter past three, I'll be up on my feet, moving on with my life.
Now. gets in fights with cars. Bizarre that you would have survived thus far. I wouldn't even think that it was possible until you got the strength of Crumb, proving me wrong. Carberian, you won. What is a car but plastic, oil, and chrome? Muscle, hammer, and bone. Pedestrians will never have a thing to fear when they see you walk on by. Oh my, but cars are gonna die.
But Link really looks a lot like my groin, you know.